Oh, hey, you guys might know. What is the deal with HQ the past few days? Why are all these things running at weird times?
I don't have any idea.
I have not
played. Like, the other day it ran at, like, 4 in the afternoon. And then today it ran at 8 o'clock.
I do not know. I have not played since you duped me into playing that Harry Potter one.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Stupid trick questions.
Yeah. There is no way. Again, as you know, reading is for suckers, and I've been a long proponent of that. Why would I have any idea that Rita Skeeter could turn into a beetle? That's simply not a kid. That's not information anyone should have.
In the movie.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't.
Hermione traps her in the end in a jar.
In the movie?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So,
I don't think that that's accurate, but I don't fully doubt it either.
Yeah, I don't doubt that Craig has seen this in the movie and recognized it. Like, I've only seen the movies once, each of them. So.
Oh, see, I've seen them all going into double-digit times, so I feel confident about my retention. I just don't remember her trapping an insect in a jar and being like, ha-ha, I've trapped Rita Skeeter, or the movies ever even implying she was an animagus.
Yeah, that's how she gets all of her stories, because she's always flying around as a beetle.
I get it. I get the Skeeter now. That's fine. I just...
There's a Skeeter on my...
No. Just start the show.
Start the game already! What number was that? 4? Which number on the keypad when you're playing Age of Empires was start the game already? Was that number 4?
Why? Shame on whoever knows that off the top of their head.
You played that game a gazillion times
right,
with me.
Right, and why would... Of all the things to retain, why would that be one of them?
Because when invariably when we were playing at your store,
yeah,
and there was always that one jerk, usually Dax, who was taking 10 minutes to select his team.
Yeah.
We would just sit there and mash all the buttons on the number pad, yelling, having the computer yell
yeah.
things like that until he picked someone.
Right. Again, not a very yeah. detailed... the button mashing.
Stupid Dax. Man, that guy. Age of Medusas. That's what it was all about. Age of Medusas. All right. Ready to go?
Do it, Doug. Oh, wait. I'm not ready at all. But go ahead.
Uh-oh.
Nope, go ahead. I forgot to get... I didn't remember. I was too... You really set me back, Craig. You set me back a lot.
Your pre-show shenanigans threw us all off.
I did.
Well,
I invested way too
is.
Much into that. I have not even opened my email to activate the script in any way. I do not know what to anticipate. I don't know what's going on. I don't know where I am. Our pets' heads are falling off.
Cats and dogs living together. Mass hysteria.
Good. I'll catch up.
All right. True Believers, welcome to the 186th installment of Puzzle Warriors 3, where I talk and Ray sometimes talks and Ian just sits there befuddled. I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. We got KS72. We got Sneaky Beat 15. Hello.
Hello.
Huh?
Thanks for playing along, Ian.
No problem.
This is covering the week of 327 through April 3rd of the 2018s. Hey, Ian, you know what's important tomorrow?
I don't know what today is. Let me look. Oh, important tomorrow.
Apocalypse? No, that's not.
No.
Thursday the 28th?
Yes.
My
Samurai's paying attention.
My son's birthday already happened.
Oh, it's a baseball reference.
It's open a day, baby!
Ugh.
Woo!
That's sports.
You can stop worrying about it, Ian.
That sport yeah. stinks.
Spring is here, and by... April 3rd, the Mets will already be out of contention. All right. And then I can forget about the rest of my summer and hope for football season to start back up again. But it does mean that it's almost April, so the draft is also coming up very soon. So, oh yeah, baby. The draft. All right. In your Deadpool dailies, we got Blue Hawkeye today, then Purple Star-Lord, Black Electra, Red Gambit, Green Angel, can you hear me? Black Panther, Blue Magneto, and Black Storm. Over in the 5-day 4-star crash! Out of Titans. We had one of Ian's favorites on the 24th, Hulkbuster, punch somebody in the face.
True.
Is that correct?
Yeah. He yep. has so many ways to do it. And it's 3-star Hulk, so you don't have to really stop anything either.
Yeah.
You can just use blue to generate red, use black to generate red, use red to generate red. Yeah, it's really, it's not close.
It's really kind of a win-win situation there.
Yeah.
Coming up number next on the 29th, we've got Amy Pond. Anybody know who's Amy Pond fight?
There's a symbol on the graphic that I think Samurai gets, but I forgot I was going to ask if anybody knew what it meant.
What is that, puffin?
That is a good...
Is that Prince?
Is that Howard the Duck?
Kind of looks like a stylized penguin. Is it Tux from Lennoxland?
Has she gone before? Do we have no idea who it is? Is that somehow represented by that? Because I don't know. I don't have any idea who it is.
I don't know.
Okay.
All right, so Debbie will do some stuff. She'll do it poorly because that's what she does. I've got a chance. Ray, of course, has her champ, so he can do what he wants. And Ian, you're probably boned with your 1-0-3 Amy Pond.
She probably is not going to be a winner, even if she is fighting a key with an eye.
Yeah, like I said, is that Prince? I don't know what's going on. Like, then coming up on the 3rd is Blonde Widow apparently fighting the American Dream, Dustin Rhodes.
Nothing more deadly than the polka dot drop.
Ray and I have the Blonde Widow champed. Ian has a level 94, 3, 2, 1.
Got contact?
Him. Yeah. So, I don't know, Ian. That may be rough for you.
Yeah, I'll probably lose. I've been on a winning streak, so I could use some downtime.
All right. Let's see. Storyland, the Hulk event, still going strong. That'll, again, like we talked last time, rewards are the same. Magneto's, Mordo's, CP, Scott's, Magneto. Starting tomorrow, though, X-Men versus Apocalypse. Woo. That will get you more Mohawk, another Scott, painted black tokens, and an Alliance reward. You will get Star-Lord and Elektra's, and another one of those painted black tokens, which you'll be getting from the new vault featuring new character. I'm sure everyone is super enthused by 3-star Star-Lord and 4-star Elektra covers.
It's Elektra.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Yeah. Meanwhile, over in the Power, Wheels season, Real Steel, which was a terrible, terrible movie, running right now. that'll get you Colossus, Spider-Gwen, the CP, Iron Spider, and Bullseye.
It wasn't that bad.
It was terrible.
It was not.
It was over the top, just substituting Wolverine for Sly Stallone. That is a terrible premise for a movie.
Now you're winning me back. First of all, over the top is a fantastic because when I turn my hat around, it's like a switch. It's like a switch.
You also have to move your fingers in a way that no one else is smart enough to do.
Go over the top, baby. It gives you the power. So, secondly, Hugh Jackman is dope. Hugh Jackman and his estranged son fighting robots for money. It's an awesome premise for a movie. And it was an okay film.
That was garbage.
Yeah, it was okay.
Absolute garbage.
It was okay.
Ugh.
So, more importantly, you just paid money for a Heartbeeps. So, anyway,
yeah,
let's talk about how much stock I'm going to put in your movie opinion.
Heartbeeps is a tremendous film. I'm going to get my Heartbeeps out. I'm going to stream it on Rabbit or something, and we'll have a watch party, and everyone here on the podcast, we can all get together one night and watch Heartbeeps.
Watch party of one. Sign me up.
I'm telling you, until you've seen Heartbeeps, you should not knock it. It's really good.
That's really skeptical.
Eddie Coffin, Bernadette Peters, the crime buster. The guys who have to like go after them are having to drink their beer out of like Capri Sun pouches because in the future you're not allowed aluminum cans. It's amazing.
That's like the Green New Deal. That makes sense.
It's exactly like the Green New Deal.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I got exactly the same number of votes. Yay as well.
No way. Capri Sun's delicious.
All right, moving on. Let's go ahead over to the Superhero Showdown. Last week, we had some number of Sentinels.
What?
Versus the Champions of Xandar.
Right.
Who wins?
So we had several votes. I'm just going to withhold my comment for a little bit. The first comment was, Champions is a great RPG, so the Sentinel loses. All right. Another comment. First, I vote for the Sentinels. If the Champions of Xander get everyone, then the Sentinels get multiple to respond and will destroy the Champions. I think that's where everybody was going, because most of the votes were for the Sentinels.
Yes!
Yes!
I am upsetting this bracket like crazy.
I think it's the theory that you talked about, the fact that when you're playing this game and then you see War Machine in another game, you think, oh, that's awful. It's the same thing. They see Nebula in this game, and they know that Nebula beat the Champions, therefore the Sentinels just have to win.
that's good times. Oh, this is way better than March Madness.
I didn't even make a bracket this year. All right, so we Sentinels are the winner?
Yeah.
Moving on.
Good deal. That's awesome.
That's exactly who I needed to move on. I feel like they're, after this week, I feel like they're the only chance from preventing Ray to sweep.
All right, so this week we have Snowbird versus Professor X in the Ico's Heptagon.
All right, so let me begin with some less optimistic information than usual, because I was perusing Snowbird's powers, and none of them were mental shield or mental defense. So I felt, you know, my optimism waning from the get-go. It also had fantastic descriptors like fair hand-to-hand combatant.
You're fighting a guy in a wheelchair.
She throws an okay punch. She's not the worst. She's, now that I'm getting to relive her, she has some of my favorite abilities that we've discussed thus far, because she has fair hand-to-hand combatant. She has the ability to shape-shift into a white-furred version of any animal native to Canada.
Yeah. What's most important?
Oh, post-cognition.
Post-cognition.
So after the fight, she realizes what she did wrong to lose. And uses her innate godly potential to wield magic to put up a mental shield at the beginning of the fight to block Xavier's mind-murgling, and uses her fair hand-to-hand combat skills to punch him into submission. Go ahead, Ray.
I find it very unlikely that would happen. So some very important powers. I mean, everything that you can possibly think of that falls under telepathy, that is what Professor X is the absolute best at. The more important ones, telepathic cloak to mask his presence from other beings. That's really good. Telepathic camouflage. I don't know what the difference is between that and cloak. He's the ability to mask himself from those around him. Okay. In any case, mind blast, mind control, mind possession, mind alteration, mental amnesia, psionic shield, psionic blast, astral projection, mental detection, mind transfer, and absorb information. He can absorb knowledge by mental transference, so...
I know kung fu.
Exactly. He can't do it because he can't stand up, but... And a lot of mind stuff, but no telekinesis. So there's no telekinetic powers. It's all telepathic powers. However, I don't think your mind shield is going to be able to keep the professor out. Unless you have a juggernaut hat on, right. I just don't see how it's happening.
That's what I was thinking. I was like,
A Magneto hat, I guess.
Yep, a Magneto hat, a juggernaut hat. I can't use my magic to shield my brain. Okay, I don't know. Magic's pretty open-ended.
I just don't know how long it'll last.
Right. Professor X is alarmingly potent.
Yes.
That's what she said.
I don't know how you got there, but okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, did she? I feel like she dumped him for Magneto, so it's probably not what she said.
I'm sure that's what Moria McTaggart said. I don't know.
Grinch asks, can't she just wear a metal helmet like Magenta? I don't remember Magenta wearing a helmet.
All right, well, you vote now, people. Brother.
Yeah, so that's it. I'll keep my fingers crossed. Either way.
Kind of excited.
Yeah. Should be a less awesome fight than usual, but we'll see.
All right, moving on.
Do it, Doug.
In news this week, hey, in a, you know, precisely timed release of the Thor movie, We've got Hela, 5-star Hela, making her appearance in the game.
Is Ragnarok out already? Maybe it's maybe they're timing it with the removal of Ragnarok from Netflix.
I don't even know that movie's out on DVD. What do I know?
What's that? No, it should be leaving Netflix shortly to become
go to the Disney
become
streaming?
A Disney Plus exclusive.
Stupid Disney. Anyway, so here she goes. She is a red, green, black. For 9 red, knives out. Create 4 strength, 514 strength, sorry. Excitement yawn made me laugh. 4 strength, 514 strength tiles, replacing any enemy strength, attack, or protect tiles before it does basic tiles. So that's kind of nice of it. For green, death's best friend. For 8 green, deal 6,694 damage to the target and 2 hits of 4,367 to random enemies. It's kind of like Gwenpool's thing, right? The Chekhov's gun, doesn't it do the same thing? Nobody knows.
Right. Yeah, Gwenpool. Let me tell you all about our powers. We have a chart on our homepage so that you can use one of them. Takes about 20 minutes.
That green also has a passive. At the start of your turn, if the enemy team has 10 or more green AP, deal 4,367 damage to the target and destroy 2 of those green AP. So it's a counter to try and prevent people who have expensive green APs looking at you, Half-Thor.
Yeah. So now that I'm paying attention, yes, Death's best friend is somewhat similar to Gwenpool, her green.
All right, I thought I was just talking to myself. All
right. I had stuff going on.
Unusual from other things, but what are you going to do? Her green power is Death Becomes Her. Wasn't that a movie with Shelley Long?
Yes.
Huh. Convert all blue basic tiles into strength 405 blue attack tiles. That could be a lot. It has a passive. When you down an enemy, improve all friendly strike, attack, and protect tiles by 335. So, man, if you could convert all the blue and then make a match and kill somebody, they're going to get real bad. Like, real bad.
You're not going to have a whole lot of opportunity to improve tiles with her, though. Not a whole lot of... I mean, I guess on, like, a super wave or something, those don't come around all that often.
Yeah, but boy, if you're converting, 10 of those 405s into 740s, that really stacks up.
Yeah. All
right. There you go.
Yeah, looks great.
But I don't know. I'm curious. There's no details here on the best friend. How many levels you need to get rid of that 2 green AP? Is that something you need 3 of or 5 of or what? Because that would change, whether I want that power. Because I want that power at removing green AP.
Sure.
And I'll probably, I don't know. Who am I? It's going to be 553. That's what it's going to be. That's what I'm going with. What do you got? Good with that?
Super good. Things are getting weird in the Discord server.
Yeah, what is that a grasshopper with somebody
that is
riding?
Clearly Isabella Rossellini about to praying mantis her partner.
All right.
That's weird. Yeah. Sure, I like Knives Out has to be a 5. That's really all I got. The other two, it really depends on how they level up. So,
yeah. If you get that 2 green destruction at 3, then maybe it's a 5-3-5. I don't know. Could be a 5-4-4. I don't know. Could be 4 quarters. Could be 20 nickels, We may change any way you want. Some people might ask me, how do you make money doing this? The answer is simple.
Volume.
All right. So there is the Back to Black Legendary Store starting tomorrow, ending on the 2nd. 15% chance to get Blonde Widow, Civil War Black Panther, or Hela, the Goddess of Death. Additional tokens can be purchased for 25 CP each. There is the Hela, Odin's Daughter Special Limited Vault. 40 items in there. 1 Back to Black token. 1 She-Thor Red, and then some 3 stars and such. And you can get more of those Back to Black Legendary Tokens, as forementioned, in the X-Men versus Apocalypse Alliance event starting tomorrow, I'm assuming at noontime.
Does that vault also contain Annie Thor's daughter?
It would be awesome if it had Annie Thor's daughter.
Gives you the ability to do CrossFit while playing the game.
That's right. Man, that would be great. I miss Annie Thor's daughter. I'm sure she still competes, right?
Could be. Who knows? That was a couple years ago.
Yeah. All right. That's all I got for news. Local news. I was on Atherton Street today. That's a mess. I think it keeps getting worse.
Yeah, I have completely avoided it for at least two, three weeks.
Monorail! Monorail!
That's what we need. Or a road. Either one.
Wait, what? Sorry, I'm now distracted by Alpha Team's post that apparently our library had a interesting reading event.
Drag Queen Story Hour made it to our library? That's amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
Man, this town is getting super progressive. I'm going to have to move.
Huh. There you go. Huh.
I didn't hear anything about that. And I, you know, work right next door.
You do.
You'd think I'd see a sign or something. Huh.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good for them. All right. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, we're jonesing for the truth.
Nice. Let me tell you about everybody's favorite five-star Jessica Jones. Let's see what she does, because goodness knows I don't. These, again, I never tell people this, but at least for this one, when I'm reading this to you, where does a five-star start out? 450? Way lower than that? 250?
Chipped is 450. They start at a 255.
Okay. These are the level of damage that she is doing, I have to suspect that what I'm reading you is at level 255 with five covers. You can correct me along the way if I'm totally wrong, because whew, I am often totally wrong. It says that she has a red power, that she is a red, black, and blue. Ha, that's funny. She is, it costs 9 red. It's called Defenestrate. She throws you out a window for 2,819 damage and creates 5 random green, yellow, or purple strike tiles, strength 93.
She actually just violently closes her office door in your face.
Oh, okay. No window throwing?
Nope.
I have to imagine that is a level 255.
I agree. That seems super unbelievably low for a 5-star, so it must get awesome, because I hear nothing but good things about this.
Yeah, it is also unbelievably low for Jessica Jones.
Right. Okay, so assume that that's what I'm talking about at that level, because that's what I'm reading. So it's her body check, 11 black AP. Let's see, she deals 3,900 damage plus 653 damage for each color of friendly special tile that's on the board. And she has a blue passive that's called Damning Evidence that I had to read a couple times because I can't seem to wrap my head around it. But what
that's the power where the magic is.
What I believe that it does is at the start of your turn, if you have less than 4 enemy trap tiles, she creates a red, black, or blue enemy trap tile. If you match one, she gains 2 AP in your strongest color and then deals 2,300 damage. And if at the start of your turn you have at least 6 blue AP, the traps become visible for a second so you can actively work on matching them?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. That's it. Okay.
That's it. So, she's awesome.
That's what makes you win? The invisible trap tiles?
Yeah, Damning Evidence is devastating.
Okay. I believe it. I'm sure it gets much better than 2,300 damage and 2 AP.
When those things are all over the board and you make a match and they keep cascading into each other, and she just keeps coming up and taking picture after picture after picture of someone,
right,
they just die.
Hmm.
Where I have her is at 360, level 4 on that power, and she does 4,600. But normally when I have to go up against her, she's doing 10,000 plus points of damage every time she takes a picture.
All right, but...
Yeah, I have her at level 405. She's a 5.32. And even at that, she is crushing people.
Right. Can she make more than 3? The way I'm reading it, there should be 3 max out there.
4.
Well, it says at the start of the turn, create a red, black, or blue enemy trap tile if fewer than 4 exist.
Right.
So right,
if there's
so 4
3
is the
out
max.
There, she makes
right,
a 4.
Makes 1. Yeah. Yeah. So 4 is the most she can have out there.
Yep.
Okay.
So you just keep trying to match them and then just keep getting more and more and more.
Cool. So that's a something 5. Let me give these 4, 4, 5. Sorry. The middle one seems like it's the strike tiles that you make up here seem like they help the black. So black's no good unless you have a bunch of strike tiles up here. But it's
I mean, I will run her to 5, 3, 5 once I get all the covers.
5, 3. Sure.
I like body check, but it's expensive.
It is. 11's costly.
But it's not. Damning
evidence
that
just
bad.
Is so good.
I mean, no, no, it's fine. I can
Defenestrate
see.
Defenestrate is just fantastic.
I can see keeping Defenestrate at 3 because at 3 it ups it from 4 random strike tiles to 5. And that seems to be the important part of getting body check up and running if you want to do some really heavy damage with that.
Like Sluggo says, if you use a Koye with her, you get 20 team up and you match one of those trap tiles, the other person's phone just explodes. I mean, 20 team up with a champ to Koye, you're doing like 40,000 points of damage with one of those.
That's crazy.
It's insane.
Well, you have it. The Alias Investigation Zone, Jessica Jones. That's what Sunny and Zand are.
I would say, though, that at least with Jessica, there are you can beat her. She's not like, you know, overpowered like Gambit was, where you basically either have Gambit or you don't. You can beat Jessica. She's just really dangerous.
Yeah, you just don't want those tiles to build up because the computer will invariably know where they all are, even though they're not supposed to. And they will match them every turn on you. Every turn, they're matching one away.
Yeah.
There you go. Thanks, Xandar.
Mm-hmm.
Willie, what you got in the mailbag?
Mailbag? I've got that. Not a whole lot of comments this week, but let me tell you what was on the Reddits. Wime Time was on Reddit and said, Ian, for Ghost Rider, the reason he is a 5-3-5 is because his green does, it generates AP, so having the repeater tile at 1 is important. His red is bad, and black does over 20,000 points of damage when fully champed. So, okay. There you go.
Got it. Thank you.
He also says, now after doing the show for however long, if Craig is part of the show, it will go off the rails no matter what support you come up with. I don't remember
we'll
what
see
happened
about that
last
later.
Week, but okay. He also said, to me, Ray, Craven plus Okoye versus Gritty Kitty, just remember to hold on to your butts. Okay.
Whoa.
You know, maybe I'll give Craven a try with it sometime.
Don't do it.
Maybe.
He seems honest, but it's an obvious trap.
I think it is. It's not like I'm going to keep avoiding them forever. I have to give it a try. I keep giving it a try until I can find a team that can work. Right now, the team that I use is called Skip. Stinkbomb says, wholeheartedly recommend this week's Joe Rogan with Ron White. It's hilarious. The funny thing is, Ron says, Joe gets me so drunk when I come to his podcast, but it didn't really affect him in any way in his demeanor. The more he drank, the longer it ran.
Nice. I'll have to try and check that out.
Yeah. Pegasus Unicorn. Oh, I did it backwards. Peggy Unicorn says... I meant to post this a few episodes ago, but he says that his never fail gritty counter is Thorkoye and 5-star Gambit with 2 pink AP boosts, 2 team up AP boosts, and Cloak and Dagger Light Knives team up.
That is exceptionally specific.
It is. So if you can't get Gambit's pink to overwrite the strikes, then you can use light knives to clear them up. Even without the team up and the boost, I'm still able to win like 95% of the time. That's a bold strategy, Cotton. That's a but okay. I will give it a try because I don't really care if I get my Gambit hurt. So
right from, I trust it for no other reason than. Going into this comment, the tenacity of that. I've been putting this comment off for a couple weeks, but meh, I'm still going to throw it out there.
So let's go to D-Wing's wall of text. Ian, your laughter when looking at the infographic for the first time last week was one of the purest things going. All right. Continuity does not seem to be a priority for Craig, but shouting Crime Buster at a moment's notice does. I agree. I'm Crime not sure Buster. That I've ever met anyone who read an issue of ROM. Makes me feel a little better. Listen, I'm pretty sure Joe has read ROM. I wouldn't probably bet on it, but in any case... Listening to Ian bludgeon Craig into submission with facts regarding sheets means that Ian wins the episode. Congratulations. my younger daughter constantly berates me for leaning hard on the whip As a result, I do it with every word. Cool whip.
We were talking about sheets?
Were you not on last week's show, Craig?
I don't think so. What were we talking about?
We talked about sheets to where, like, that was, like, the runner-up potential title for the show.
Oh, Sheets the Store. I'm thinking, like, what do we talk about, like, sheets? I'm like...
Oh, like you need 800 thread count sheets?
No, we have the bamboo sheets. They're really nice.
Our sheets are literally made out of grass. They're the best.
I really like the bamboo sheets. They're nice and soft.
He also says, my Hellcat vote was just a big juicy chunk of brony material. I didn't expect you to get it, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die. I like where that ended.
Yeah.
Craig's use of Dirty Birds for Baltimore is indefensible. I bet Craig could argue that, but...
Yeah. Have you met those people?
They're okay.
Big thanks to Ray for throwing an extra through the pow after the music.
Oh, man, I cried myself to sleep that night. I was laughing so hard about that.
I got to rediscover that. I want to share it with my wife.
Put the pow! Put the pow! Put the pow! It's the pow is what makes me laugh every time. Pow!
So it's not too far off, and I'm mostly concerned with how much your impression of me sounds like anyone's impression of the dead alewives. Mountain Dew, oh Mountain Dew.
Fly by night of Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew for you. Here comes Gary. He's walking down the street. He's singing Fly by Night. No way! Yeah. Does anybody have a quarter?
I'm going to have to get
Nobody
Funyuns.
Nobody has a quarter. I'm going to have to get Funyuns. Oh, the Funyuns are stuck in the machine. I attack the darkness.
Eventually, I will get to D-Wing's last comment.
Oh, hey, go ahead.
Okay. He said, Impulse brought Into the Spider-Verse, and he watched it with his daughters. Wow, not oversold by those who saw it before I did. It doesn't make five-star Kingpin any more palatable as a character, though. All right, good to know. Have either of you seen Into the Spider-Verse?
Not yet.
I have seen parts of it.
I still feel bad that I haven't, but I haven't.
Yeah, I also have not, but it should be, you know, coming into my sphere of watchability soon. It'll hit Netflix or HBO eventually, yes?
I don't know. I catch it on, invariably people are always streaming it on Rabbit, so sometimes I just catch parts of it there.
Yeah. Huh. Not going out on the internet to watch things.
Finally, did you see me posted? Regarding supports, he said, throw that destroyer gun of Coulson's onto Kitty and then purr whenever it fortifies a strike tile. Wow. Okay. Again, my Kitty, not that strong, but, you know, I'll give it a try on those weaker PVEs, I guess.
Did you see the doctor and me? That was just for me. I don't think anybody else here has seen Strangers with Candy.
Oh, not for a long time.
Yeah.
So it's what's-his-name's sister.
What?
Isn't that who starred in that movie? There's that TV show?
What are you talking about?
You know, the guy who was on the radio. Isn't that his sister?
I am perhaps confused. I know what you're saying now. You're thinking of David Sedaris. I didn't mean to say Strangers with Candy. I meant to say Brain Candy by Strangers by Kids in the Hall.
Okay, well, that's
I went insane.
You said Stranger than Candy, so I was like,
I'm letting you know I was totally wrong. I also have not seen Amy Sedaris or that show in quite some time.
Okay. Brain Candy, however, that's a good movie.
Yes, that's what I was referencing.
Okay.
All that candy left me addled.
All right, that's all I got. The mailbag is empty. Thanks, Lumpy.
Willie. All right, once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
Right. Let's see what kind of character boosting we have going on this week. Sorry, I never prepare for the 3 stars because I think I can just talk my way through them. And every now and again, I hit a 3-star that I have no idea what they do or just can't remember anything about them. Which brings us to Angel. He's boosted. Gamora, also boosted. She's got a super cheap red That'll get you a super cheap, fair amount of damage, especially when boosted. So enjoy that. Her other two things are good, too.
She stuns. I like that.
Yep.
It won't be boosted.
No, she will not get any extra stun. But yeah, Skullcracker does stun you for a couple turns. And also does some damage. So that's good stuff. Loki, everybody's favorite tile shuffler.
Yeah. The king of nothing from boosts.
Yeah. Really. I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. No. Okay. So Loki, he's boosted. Magneto. Mr. Independent. He does everything he needs on his own. He does board shuffling. He makes protect tiles. He does lots of damage. He's just an all-around good guy. And all those things, except for the tile shuffling, all the other explosions and other good stuff will be boosted this week. And lastly, I don't even want to say leastly because I don't know anything about Angel. Sentry's boosted. He's not good, but he's better than perhaps... I was trying to think. I don't want to say he's not the worst. He's not. There are three stars that are worse than Sentry. There has to be. He used to be amazing, and then they kind of toned him down. Then he was recently reworked, and now he's not as good.
We will definitely be getting a comment from Stinkpalm this next week.
But about how good Sentry was. Yeah, that's why, and that's where I've learned got most of my Sentry information. So anyway, World Rupture and Supernova and Tummy Cramps will all see a lot of extra damage while boosted.
Is it a champagne supernova?
No. It is not, unfortunately.
A lot less palatable, then.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just everybody likes the Gallagher brothers.
That's true. They just don't like each other.
Right. Let's see. What can I tell you about Agent Venom, style Venom? His symbiotic assault's going to do some extra damage. The AoE that from the take cover is going to get a little bit of a boost, too. Oh, everybody's favorite character, the ruler of Limbo, Magic. Her Slice Sorcery is going to do some extra damage. Her Strike Tiles are going to be better from ruling Limbo. So enjoy that if you can. Good old Nova. I accidentally sassed him once. I was told that he was the greatest character that's ever been made. His Pew Pew will do a little more damage. Rocket Man will do more damage. Danger Zone will do more damage. Those tiles. Highway. Yeah. What's that?
Take the highway.
Take the highway. Shh. We're going to go bankrupt if you keep referencing that. Oh, Spider-Woman, boosted. I don't think, like, her only usable ability does not benefit from being boosted. Because Seeking Redemption, I think, is all that she does. Because System Shock is just so expensive. And to love and fear, it's just, So let's move on to everybody's favorite Yondu. Ray, you like Yondu.
I do. Probably way too much.
He does a little extra true heal. Some strike tiles. Those will be better. And that ongoing blue damage that he does will see an increase while he is boosted this week.
That's the only thing I use on him. Just the blue.
The archery?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see if we can't get some advice from the UNC Samurai. Pair Nova and Magic. They're both boosted. Nova's powers are cheap and will trigger her blue frequently.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's smart. Pair Nova with Yondu. If you can fire off Yondu's arrow, it'll be even more potent with all the strike tiles that Nova puts out. Plus, you can... Oh, whoa. Oh, yeah, you can send to the people you don't want to get poked with his arrow airborne, so that way you can target his otherwise not targetable... Centurion archery.
That's using your noggin right there.
Yeah, that's some planning ahead. I like that. And his 3-star player advice is Magneto.
End of list.
Yeah, solid advice. All right, so listen to me now and believe me later. Those are your pumped up characters for the week.
Oh, the other kids with their pumped up kicks. You better run.
Faster than my Centurion archery?
That's right.
All right.
All right, let's head over to the segment that Time forgot. It's Rainy in Support Quarter. In this scenario, I am Time. Brought to you by Fortify. Ray, do you have something to share?
I do.
Did I thank Mystify?
You just did.
Mystify. Thanks, Mystify.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, Ray.
This week's in-game support, I want to talk about Phineas Mason, who is not a mason in any way. He looks to be an electrician. This is a support that you can equip to any villain, but don't be fooled. Level 1, 1 star, The Tinkerer, if you actually want to look it up. It's called The Tinkerer. Phineas Mason is the just his name. Rank 1, when supported character fires a power, 15% chance of creating a Strength 29 strike tile. So there you go. You can just put this on any villain and just start making all the strike tiles you need. As you level it up, it goes up to a 65% chance for a Strength 551 strike tile. That's not bad. At rank 3, while they are invisible, the supported character's power deal additional 660 damage to enemies. That's fairly specific, especially since you can't put it on Invisible Woman. That damage will go up as it levels to a 4,180 damage additional to your powers while you're invisible. And at rank 5, at the start of the battle, there's a 15% chance to gain 5 black AP. And that chance goes up to an 80% chance at maximum level. So somebody who needs black, somebody who can go invisible, and likes somebody who likes strike tiles. So you want to put it on Prowler, because there's a special. When you match a fortified enemy strike, attack, or protect tile, you deal 24 damage and fortify 2 friendly tiles. And the damage goes up on this one to 456 damage. So you can deal damage while stealing enemy tiles with Prowler.
Right.
Pretty straightforward. Put it on Prowler. It looks to be a pretty decent support for him. I haven't used him, you know, other than when he's been required. But I think I have him really close to being champ. So next time I use him, I will actually be able to make use of him and not just hide him in the corner while the other characters do all the work. But there you go. That's your in-game support. The Tinkerer, Phineas Mason. Ian, do you have something to share?
I do. Hey, guys. It's Ian.
Hi, Ian.
So, Craig.
Yes?
Do you ever, I don't know, have to go to the facilities but can't make it to the facilities, or know someone who can't?
Like Rod Stewart?
Like Rod Stewart, you go in the other direction. Maybe you know someone with an infant age child, something of that nature that doesn't how to, you know, correctly dispose of its own body waste yet.
Yeah,
try a diaper or a nappy. If you're listening in one of those other countries, they come in both cloth and disposable. They come in adult and child, and they help you with all sorts of incontinence problems, whether it be from being newly born and not knowing how that works, suffering from something like unregulated Crohn's disease, or maybe you're old and your parts just don't hold the stuff in anymore. They can be usually worn discreetly under your clothes, or in the case of an infant, they can be worn in place of clothes. If you get the cloth ones, they are better for the environment, but it's a much grosser experience unless you have some sort of, you know, laundry service that you can send them out to. So, this week's out-of-game support, diapers.
Oops, I crap my pants.
Oops, I crap my pants. Let's say this gallon of iced tea is actually a gallon of your own feces.
Poop your pants.
You really missed it, Craig. Donkey Teeth gave the correct response when Ian asked, do you know someone, etc. The correct answer is, it depends.
Solid pun.
Oh, it's rough. Dad joke.
That is correct.
All right. Thanks, Fortify.
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 All right. Time to go OG. Let's open a token.
Oh, guess what?
You don't have Steam open.
Oh, no, I do. I'm ready to go.
Oh, okay.
I could go first if I wanted to, but I wanted to tell you about catching my second ever unicorn this weekend.
Oh?
Oh, yeah. I got, before it went away, I got something out of the Logan Strange Thanos vault, and it gave me a Doctor Strange cover, and it also gave me a Doom cover.
There you go.
Awesome. Yeah, I was pumped. Pumped! But let's see what I can't do with this stylish blonde mohawk as I caress it lovingly with my cursor. Gets me nothing! Oh no, I lied. It gave me a The Crowd Goes Wild.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Main Event Hulk.
I like that power.
I'm sure I need this because I just had to use him today, I think, in the Deadpool Daily. Yep, that takes him to a whopping 2, 3, 4.
Nice, I do like him.
I hear good things. My kid loves him.
Am I going or are you going?
I don't care.
All right, well, I got a 10-second story because I accidentally already opened up my legendary token yesterday.
Okay.
So I was going to fake it and just pretend that that bishop was tonight, but instead I'm going to spend 20 classics, 20 CP on a classic. And in that case, I'm going to get a 5-star, but not one that I like. Pain Index. Ooh. Wasp.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. I got a 5-star, but yeah. However, that takes her to 13 covers. I can champion my wasp.
Nice. Pair her with Kingpin and Kraven, and you're good to go.
All right, I'm going to poke Carol the Hedgehog right in the middle of the chest.
That's not a thing.
Still is. It's a 4-star. Agent Venom, take cover.
You're in luck. He's boosted.
That brings him up to level 286. So there you go. Thanks, this guy.
This guy.
This guy. Ian, what's in the podcast network?
Oh, my goodness. Lots of things. It's called the Soon-to-Be-Named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com. It's a good variety of podcasts that you can enjoy anytime you have free time for some podcast listening. We have direct links on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or you can check them all out, along with an archive of all current and canceled shows at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order here this week?
I don't know how I stumbled into this or why I still have so many. I do know why. It's because I have a problem.
All right.
And I can't seem to kick it. But if any listeners would like to contact me at sneakybeat15@hotmail.com, I have more random game codes.
I don't want random game codes. Are there any games I actually want?
I can tell you about them after the show, and you can select them above all other people. But right. I will give you any codes that you want, sure. I will try to... So, if you want to contact me and get the leftovers from when Craig is taken, yeah, hit
me up.
I need
more games I won't play.
Hit me up. I'll be happy to unload game codes because, man, there's just so many bargains and deals and bundles out there.
Did you humble bundle again?
Well, no, but I was looking through them. That's what started. And I was like, I wonder how many things I've purchased on Humble Bundle and other sites that I haven't bothered to even redeem yet because I do it so frequently because I'm always like, what? $3.99, that's such a bargain. I got to get all that. And then I'm like, yeah, you're the worst. Save your money. But yeah, I was looking at the one.
Ooh, they got Transformer comics.
Right at now. The one I got for Christmas 2017. And I still haven't redeemed those yet. And I was like, I got to get rid of these. Someone out there will play them.
Might have to buy all these Transformer comics.
Don't do it. Digital comics are for suckers.
But it's a slew of them.
It's a slippery slope, dude. Don't do it.
For only $15.
Oh my god, that's a lot of dollars. Save that for the March 3rd adventure. May 3rd adventure.
And then, what else is on here? One of those weird Japanese dating game packages.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't want that.
No.
Learn a new language. Does it have Mandarin?
Yes.
Oh, books. I don't want that.
Can you wrap the show up? And then I can tell you about these games.
I'll go back to doing this thing.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com. You know the drill. You should go there. You should click on Amazon banner. You should buy some stuff. It'll make Ray happy. Or you can click on the cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3 and buy lots of stuff there. That makes me happy. I think that's it this week. Goodbye for now, and remember, kids, freedom is magical. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.
Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose.
Now, show one is the shortest show ever.
Back when we said we were keeping this show at 30 minutes?
Yeah, that's the dream.
Never gonna happen again.
No. Nope. Now it's just a delightful quagmire from which I'll never escape. I'll need to turn my bag of holding inside out to get out.